A lawyer for a 9/11 suspect who's jailed in the U.S. Guantanamo prison criticizes his limitations and even talking about the torture of his client. James Connell says the Guantanamo court has barred him from reading out his client's personal account of his alleged abuse. He says this hampers his ability to put up a strong defense. To add insult to injury, Connell said that he was also prevented to send the document to a third party, such as the UN's Special Rapporteur on Torture. The lawyer insisted that the treatment violated the UN Convention Against Torture. Other lawyers have also complained about the issue, saying it's important to discuss torture claims because all their five defendants face the death penalty if convicted. Connell has also revealed that his client suffered a head injury apparently during an interrogation by the CIA in 2006. Abu Wallah is from Muslim Prisoners, and he joins us to tell us more about this. Abu Wallah, am I to understand this correctly, that the U.S. Guantanamo prison is not allowing the clients, the detainees, to talk about their torture? I mean, doesn't that go against all rules of law, given the fact, especially, that they're facing the death penalty?
Absolutely. I mean, this is the situation where America has exposed themselves as the enemy that they are to Islam, and their agenda is clear. They are not defending freedom or defending democracy or defending any kind of rights. They are the ones violating the rights. They are the ones engaging in torture and tyranny and oppression. They are the ones that need to be exposed and countered. The reality is Muslims can never face a fair trial. None of those prisoners in Guantanamo Bay will ever be face a fair trial in America. They already have problems of secret evidence. They cannot see their own evidence against them. They cannot defend themselves. They are not being tried by any kind of justice. This is an excuse to prevent any form of fairness or any form of truth to come out in this regard. It's just like the same type of tactics America has used in Abu Ghraib in Iraq, has been used by America in Bagram Air Base, and used by other prisons and other countries like Syria, in Bashar al-Assad in Syria, like it was, as it was used by Gaddafi in Libya, and used by Iran in Tehran, with the Sunni protesters and preachers have been arrested very recently, like in Evin prison in Tehran. So this is a situation we have. There's a global war against Islam, and there's an ideological battle, and all war, all laws and all ideas and rights have been violated in the chasing of this campaign against Islam. So we need to appreciate that there's a clear battle and confrontation taking place today in the world today. America is leading a crusade against Islam and is engaging in all forms of oppression, persecution, torture, murder, and humiliation upon every innocent person if they profess that they are Muslim.
Thank you very much for that. Abu Wallah, Muslim Prisoners, are talking to us from London.